Okay, let's get cracking. We are up to the last mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Peah, parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and then we're going to begin parak Beis of Maseches Peah, Mishnah Aleph. But first, parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. By way of introduction to this mishnah, there's going to be a phrase that gets repeated rather often, and that is Ad Sheyimareach, which means until the pile is smoothed. One of the processes, one of the things that happens in what refers to, in what is referred to as the Sidur Depas, the order of what happens when we make bread, that's why this is actually Mimareach, actually one of the Lamites Melachos, one of the 39 Melachos, is smoothening. That once we harvest the grains and the produce, we bring it all into the threshing floor, we put it there, and that's where we smoothen it and separate all of the stuff that's not so edible, and that's where we prepare the parts of the produce that we would like to eat and that we would like to make as part of the bread or whatever we're looking to produce. So we're going to learn six halachos that really differentiate from before it's smoothed, before we smooth the pile, versus after. You'll see what we mean in a moment. The other piece of information that we should just be aware of is the difference between Truma Gedola and Truma Smicer. Truma Gedola is the part of our produce, the part of our crops that we give to the Kohen. Truma Smicer is the part of our produce that we give to the Levi. We'll again see that. Just file that away for a moment as we begin Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav of Maseches Peah. Says the Mishnah, La'olam hu nosi mishum peah. Upater min hamasros, a person can still take peah. Let's say he forgot to take peah. He gathers all of his food. He doesn't leave anything in the field. He gathers all of it, and he realized, oh my gosh, I have to take peah. Says the Mishnah, la'olam hu nosin mishnah peah. You can still give peah. Upater min hamasros, and you're putter from giving truma, and you're putter from giving maaser ad shi'imarech, until you smoothen it. Once you smooth the pile on the threshing floor, separate the good and the bad, and make it edible. Once you do that, then it becomes you still have to separate peah. You still have an obligation to separate peah. But in addition to that, you also have to pay truma. You have to give truma to the kohen and maaser and trumas maaser to the levi. So generally peah does not have you don't have to separate trumas and maaser from there, but that's only if you take this, if you separate the peah before it's smoothed. Once it's smoothened, then you have to separate truma and maaser. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, v'nosin mishum hefker upater min hamaasros ad shi'imarech. The same is true when it comes to hefker. You want to make a part of your field hefker ownerless, that anyone can come and take it. That's great, but it's only pater from trumas and maaser, from Trumos and Masros, ad shi'imarech, until it is smooth. Once it's smoothened, then you once again need to separate Truma and Maaser. Continues the Mishnah, third halach, umachil lebehima, v'lachai v'la'ofos, upatrim in ha'ma'asros, ad shi'imarech. Similarly, if you want to feed your certain produce, certain crops, to your animal, to your domesticated animals, to your wild animals, to birds, and so on, you can do that, and you're potter from taking trumas and ma'asros from that. They don't care if it's edible and smoothened or whatever, they just want to eat whatever you give them. So you can feed it to your animals, and it's potter from taking trumas and ma'asros, ad shi'imarech, until it's smoothened. Once it's smoothened, though, you can no longer do so without separating truma and maaser. Continues the mission number four, halacha number four. V'notel min hagoren v'zoreah upater min hamaasros ad shi'imarech. Says the mission, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, as the Mishnah tells us, v'notel min hagoren, that a person can take food from the threshing floor. That's where you put all the food, you pile it up. You can take food still, crops still from there. Vizore, and you can plant it back into the field. You want to produce more of that item. You can plant it into the field. Upater min hamaasros, and you're putter from taking trumas and maasros, ad shi'imarech, until you smoothen it. Once again, once you smoothen it, you have to take trumas and maasros. Before then, says Rabbi Akiva, take it out and plant it back into your field. Continues the mission number five. Kohen v'levi shalokhu as hagoren, a kohen and a levi. And this is interesting because again, the kohen gets truma gedola, a levi gets trumas maser, but a kohen and a levi who they have the ability, says the mission, to take food from the goren, from the threshing floor, hamaso shalahem, and they don't have to separate. They can keep all of it. They don't have to separate trumas and masos, certainly, right? Even though normally you would have to, if it was regular food, you would have to separate trumas and masos by them, but a kohen and a levi could keep all that food. They wouldn't have to separate it. Ad shi'imareach, until it's smoothened. But once it's smoothened, if they got the Kohen of the Levi gets there and it's already smoothened, then they would have to give Trumos and Maseros to another Kohen or to another Levi. Why is that? The Chachamim were nervous that you'd have really rich Kohanim, really rich Levim, and they'd basically buy out all the food. And the poor Kohanim and the poor Levim wouldn't get their Truma and Maaser, and therefore the Chachamim made a takana, made a decree that everyone, that even Kohanim and Levim, once the produce is smoothened, must separate it and give it to another Kohen or to another Levi. Last halacha of our Mishnah related to this, hamakdish upoda. If someone is makdish, being makdish means that you declare your produce, your crops, to be holy, to belong to the Beis Hamikdash. So hamakdish upoda, someone establishes that his produce, that his crops, belong to the Beis Hamikdash, upoda. And then someone goes and redeems it and pays money to the gizbar, pays money to the treasurer of the Beis Hamikdash, and redeems those foods, gives money to the Beis Hamikdash, and in return receives those crops, receives those produce. Chayiv b'mazros. That because he redeemed the food, he's obligated now to take Truma and Maaser and to give it to the Kohen and to give it to the Levi. Ad sheimareach hagizbar, but that's only if when it was redeemed, that was before the treasurer, before whoever the person was in the Beis Hamikdash, smoothened it. Because once again, the same halacha was before it was smoothened. That's really the status that we're looking for. That's the status that pertains to our situation. So as long as it was, so if it was makdish, if it was holy, before it was smoothened, then you would still have to take Trumas and Maestros from it, but Ad Shemareach HaGizbar. But if it was already smoothened when it was redeemed, then it no longer would, then it would be exempt from Trumas and Maestros, then you would not have to take Truma and Maaser from that. As that's, we conclude the first parak of Maseches Peah. Again, discussing six halachos relevant, depending on whether it was smoothened already or not, and the six halachos pertaining to that. Continues Maseches Peah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Important way of introduction to this Mishnah. The Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra, Lo sechala pa'asadecha, that a person, this is the mitzvah of Peah, that a person shouldn't completely remove all of the stuff on his field, that he should leave some of the stuff on the corner of his field. Now, what's interesting though, it says pa'asadecha, your field, meaning to say that it only applies on each individual field, meaning each individual field must have its own separation of peah. You can't have 1,000 fields and just say, okay, we're going to separate, you know, a little bit in the corner on this side and a little bit corner on that side. No, each field you must separate peah from. Now the question is, there are some times when there are certain separations that create different fields, and our mission is going to give us a bunch of examples of situations where certain things create another field for the halacha of peah, and we have to separate and take peah separately. Ve'ilu mafsikin lepeah, says the Mishnah Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. These are the things that separate fields for the purpose of peah. Hanachal, if there's a stream running through a field, that stream, each side of that stream would create a new field for the purpose of peah. Vahashlulis, and like an irrigation canal, similar, like a place where they irrigate the fields and they water the fields, that would also create a separation for the purpose of peah. Viderech hayachid, viderech harabim, a public walkway, a private walkway, derech harabim, a public walkway, ushvil harabim, also like a public path, ushvil hayachid hakavua bi mosacham avi mosakashamim, and a private path that is used during both the summer and during the winter months, the habor, and land that isn't really cultivated, that isn't really used to growing crops. But again, if there's, you know, crops on one side, then there's a big thing of uncultivated land, and then more crops on the other side, that uncultivated land would serve as a separation, and we'd have to take peah from both fields. The hanir, and if we have some parts of the land that are plowed, some parts that are not planted, and so on, once again, that would serve as a separation for the purpose of peah, and we'd have to take peah from both fields. Vizera acher, and if there are parts where there are different types of plants, we have one type of plant over there, one type of crop growing over there, and then there's a whole nother plant right next to it, and then on the other side is the same plant as before, so that new plant serves as a separation, and the peah would need to be taken from both of those fields separately. finishing off the Mishnah with one final machlokas, says the Mishnah, v'hakotzer l'shachas, if one starts cutting crops or certain fruits or vegetables before they're ripened, they're not ripened yet, they're not ready to be harvested, they're not ready to be picked, mafsik. Divrei Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, that would be considered to be a separation. Let's say we want to take fruits or vegetables that aren't ripe. Maybe we want to feed it to our animal, or there's some purpose that we have for them. We want them as decoration. So if we start taking, picking and harvesting plants and fruits and vegetables that are not ripe, says Rabbi Meir, that line of unripened fruits or vegetables that were picked would create a hefsek, would create an interruption between the fields, and therefore you would be required to take peah from those two different fields. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, and the halacha is like the chachamim, eino mafsik, no, if we were to take this unripened fruit or vegetables off and take them out, even when they're not ripened, the chacham say, eino mafsik, they would not serve as an interruption, it's still considered to be one field, ela im kein charash, unless you plow. If you were to plow that whole area, then that would create a separation. That would create a situation where there's a completely different area where we'd have to take peah from both fields separately. But says the Chacham, and that's how we paskin, as long as it's not plowed, if we're simply taking some of the unripened fruit, then it would not create a situation where we need to take peah from both fields separately. So again, we finished off with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, which discussed six halachos regarding when we would or not have to take a trumas and maestros, depending on whether or not the crops were smoothened or piled up and smoothened on the threshing floor. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, discussed various things that would separate between two different fields, and if those items, whether it's a stream or an irrigation canal or a path and so on, if those items are there, then they have the ability to create two different fields for the purpose of peah, and we need to separate peah on both fields. Have a great day.